How would you like to be able to raise millions to scale your business? Frederick Sandoval will tell us how. He is a trusted global investor, deal maker, and acquisition entrepreneur through partnerships and host of Invest in You podcast and M&A leader. So Frederick, tell us, how can entrepreneurs raise millions to scale their business?
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Super simple. Become investable. And that sounds strange, but it actually is very logical. Pretty much all of us know who we would like to give money, and that's someone we trust, ideally even like, and would like to do business with. So yeah, happy to expand on that, what it might mean throughout this episode. But become investable is as simple as that.
Okay, tell us, how can an entrepreneur become investable?
All right. One way to do it is to get your affairs in order. And that means that you need to know your numbers. Just like you might sell Shark Tank or Dragon's Den, you need to know the numbers because they will ask for it. And they expect you to understand. I mean, if you don't understand your numbers, how can you dare to ask for anything at all? That's what one little detail. And then, of course, very often people invest in you or you and your team. That's also part of the investable. And sometimes you might be at the very early days of your career. Then you can lean on people like Lily and me and Harry to have them as part of a team. You might also have like a good accountant and a good lawyer. You can look at, oh, look behind me. Here's all the great people that like to work with me and you. And all of a sudden now it starts to make sense. So again, the numbers, the team, and then what are you raising the money towards? Is it an idea? Maybe trickier than to have an actual product or an actual service or an actual investment. So it all depends on your circumstances. So I was on a podcast just the other day with someone called Harry, who you might know who it is. And we spoke about, for example, real estate as one kind of deal. It's very, very popular both in America as well as the UK, and you probably got to listen all the way to Australia and so on. So real estate, really great place to make some money and to park some money and also do it in a tax efficient way. So another way is, of course, to find money for your business to grow. And in my case, I often raise money to buy whole companies. So different scales, exactly the same formula.
Thank you. Tell us what's essential about knowing your numbers. And the reason I ask you this is because I think that as an early entrepreneur, like an entrepreneur that is like a budding entrepreneur, you may not really know your numbers. And of course, investors want you to know your numbers very well, because otherwise you're not so investable. But let's say you don't have that much experience. There are a lot of things that you actually don't know that you don't know. So how can you find out what you actually don't know that you should be preparing?
Yeah, I would say dare to invest in yourself. My podcast is called Invest in You, and you need to dare to do that. If you don't invest in your knowledge, why would anyone invest in you? Because ultimately, you got three things to the equation. You got money, time, and knowledge. And if you don't bring knowledge and you don't bring money, well, you have to put in a lot of hours and you probably make some mistakes. So you need to get that equation right. So I invest a lot in terms of like property education. So I'm happy to refer people, if you're interested, just after this, just DM me. I'll refer you to very good organizations that help me literally to make millions. And they are in the US and the UK. So invest in yourself. Otherwise, it will not work. So that's probably the most important answer to that question.
Thank you. When it comes to creating a superpower team, what's the most essential parts of the team that you must have in order to become investable?
And in this case, I would say either people that you already have done business with and trust, or people that come to you warmly, highly rated by people you know. So because you need to be able to work with these people from day one, that means that you need to either have your own trust with them or someone else trust into them as well. So the relationship to them is very important. So you know that they can actually deliver at speed from day one. And regardless what kind of business and investment you think about, you will need to have an accountant who is on the ball, who can help you to set up the right company, for example, to invest and collect investments into. And often you need to have some legal framework to deal with what can partners expect from each other. So there will be some kind of legal contracts, like a loan agreement drawn up by a solicitor, and or a partnership agreement, same thing there, joint venture agreement, however you're going to structure it. If it's like a bigger thing, like a fund, same thing there. Fund requires proper advice and guidance, and you need to follow a lot of rules depending on which country you are. So in the UK, we've got the Financial Conduct Authority, which is having a lot of rules for us. In America, it's SEC. So depending on where you are, you will need to have different advice. So those are the two most important ones. And then depending on what you actually plan to do, you might have a project manager, you might have specialists. And the more of these people you already have like predetermined and pre-selected, that makes the whole investment easier for whoever going to put money with you. That they're not only investing into you, but you've got a very strong, I love to call it a power team. That's a good phrase.
Thank you. What element of your power team, if you were to not have it, you would literally not be investable? For example, let's say you have a great product that looks really great, and it has a unique selling point, and there's nothing like it in the market, but people do want it. And let's say you have no sales team. Does that mean that an investor would be put off from investing in your company if you have no sales team and you are not, let's say, able to sell it because, you know, your time is relatively limited. You have to do the management, does that make you uninvestable if you don't have a sales team? And if yes, what can an entrepreneur put in place if he has no budget to get a sales team?
The good thing is there's always someone that loves you, and it will be your mom. So usually when you, hopefully, and in this case, really, when you're at that very not advanced stage, it is very much friends and families and buddies that will help you. You might also be able to help yourself. There are many ways how you can use your own money in your own deals as well. You can even like unlock retirement funds and put into your investments. But again, you need some advice around that. Ask someone like me who knows what they're doing, so you can actually use part of your own pension to put into the deal. But if you're at such an early stage, and unfortunately I have to warn you all who listen to this, if you've got zero like sales experience and you have no idea who to recruit into that role, and usually when you do recruit to that role, you become extremely dependent on this other person. So you're very, very exposed, because this person might just decide to do something else, more fun, more lucrative, and all of a sudden you're standing there with a big black hole, and you have to deliver on the promise that it's very hard to do if you can't sell or find a talent or whatever it might be.
Thank you. What do most entrepreneurs not know about raising millions for their business?
That is very doable for everyone. That is probably the easiest answer to that one, because pretty much anyone can raise millions. It is not a rocket science, and it is very, very doable. Some people say that if you got the right deal, the money will follow. It is not as simple as that, but there are many clues in what I said. So if the deal is fantastic, people will double the money, and it's like pretty much guaranteed. Who would not like to do that? So the deal is another element where it can add massive value. When the deal is so strong, so you're inexperienced, you almost become like a facilitator. Like, if I don't completely mess up, the team will fix everything and we will be in safe hands.
Thank you. What will give an entrepreneur a relative superpower, okay, when he needs to raise millions to scale his business? Is there anything related to his energy, his charisma, his ability to communicate, his leadership, his, you know, ability to kind of persuade and empower? Is there anything that's like something that most people don't think about?
Yeah, the very simple answer to that and short is you need to be able to have and create trust. And it can be as simple to do what you said you will do when you said that you will do it. So if I say to you, I'll send a proposal to you on Friday by lunch. Well, if I fail in step one, why will you succeed on the next step and the third one? So yes, under promise and over deliver, and deliver on whatever you say. Stand by your words to create trust. There are more advanced ways of creating trust by transferable, like a third person validation. So for example, Harry introduced the two of us. He thought that I was a decent guest, so he introduced me to you. That's an example of like transfer of trust. And you can do that. And I know that you like to be on stage like me. If someone else, if I would talk you up in front of the audience, that means the audience have got high expectations, so you need to deliver by them, but you are coming in on a very, very high point. And it's so much easier that you start cold and build all the way up. So you come in high and you maintain, you might even elevate it. And it's the same with trust in this case. Small promises, deliver on it all the time.
Thank you. What are your 10 commandments for raising millions to scale your business?
All right, let's wing it. Number one, the one we already covered, investable. Number two, know your numbers. Number three, have your power team in place. Okay, those were the three ones we had three with us. Okay, let's go do another number of more. So target the right kind of investors. So understand what they are looking to invest into. We recently had one of the best family office guys in the world. He's got a massive network on our podcast, and he would absolutely say the same, like, have the right kind of company you pitch to. So for example, you don't pitch wrong kind of deal to the wrong kind of person, because then you're wasting both people's time. So again, that was the right kind of deal for the right kind of investor. Another commandment in this case is think about what is in it for them. So you need to twist your pitch so that what's in it for them, not for you. So you change the focus to them. And now all of a sudden you pick the right investor and you're talking their language to them about something that is very relevant. So now we have covered yet another one. So those were five. To continue on the same note, yeah, stay in your lane, which means like don't try to do stuff which is outside your area of knowledge. Fine, if you do a partnership and you're part of a team and the team has got the knowledge, fine, but stay in your lane. Don't try to do something where you don't have the knowledge. Many people in real estate, they start small, go bigger, 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 and all of a sudden they've now come outside their comfort zone so much so they're doing a deal that they shouldn't have done because their knowledge level is not on that scale yet. And without a partner, that means you might run into trouble, for example, with developments. You might not know the biggest scale, how the problems multiply in size. So yeah, stay in your lane. That's number six there. What else should we come up with? Think about like the long-term strategy. So one deal is just that. You probably have a sequence of deals to get you to your end goal. So the strategy needs to be aligned with your own growth trajectory. And that leads on to the next one, to have goals. I like to set goals in three levels. And also different time scales. You might have for a year, 5 year, and 10 year. You have no idea how much you can grow in 10 years. And then we got the three levels are in the middle, pride, sorry, the lowest pride, like I will at least reach this level. Medium is something tangible, but still possible to reach. And then like the high goal, if you take your best month and then times 12, that is still doable because you've done it once before. So that might be your big outrageous goal. And number nine, everything is not only business. You need to think about other aspects of life as well. So if you work too hard, you will probably forget about your health. It is more than business. And don't completely leave your family and everything, because ultimately you might have a reason which is beyond business and it might be whatever you are forgetting. And last but not least, enjoy what you do. That means you will actually be able to do it for longer. I'm not saying that you should work with your hobby, but you need to some element have some passion and likability for what you're doing. Otherwise, you will not sustain it over years. And that's usually what you need when you are doing investments.
Thank you. What's the best way to connect with investors? Is there any personality trait or anything that you need to know about them in order to relate to them in the way they like to be related to?
Yeah, okay. So I like to call it becoming a chameleon. There are many things we do without thinking about it. For example, you're smiling, I am smiling back, you're leaning in, I'm leaning in. So matching and mirroring is something we do without thinking about it. And also, really, I kind of forgot the question now, but how to connect with them.
Yes, how to connect with investors.
Yeah. So you can also cheat a little bit by finding out more things about them in advance. You can also pick up clues as you meet. So you're looking for commonalities. So the likability, commonalities, and they're always something that you've got in common, whatever that might be. You might both have moved to the country, so you're both in a way immigrants. You might both have been like grinding from basically nothing and made it very far up the ladder. So there must be something there that you can both relate to. So yeah, likability and relatability can help you together with your homework to get a connection, because ultimately people like to do business with other people they like, if they can choose.
Thank you. How can an entrepreneur know how to relate to a particular investor? Is it that they need to research them with AI in order to get an idea of, let's say, for other podcast appearances or things that they have said online? Yep. Or, you know, things that they have, you know, spoken about at conferences, to kind of get an idea of, okay, in a way, match me up, you know, almost like a matchmaking, business matchmaking type thing, where someone would kind of analyze themselves and their own personality and see how they can come across to this particular investor in a way that that particular investor would kind of respond best to that particular request. Or is it that actually there's no time for that, because an investor will only take a few seconds to look at your potential pitch if it was written, and will only give you a couple of minutes if you are in person? So it doesn't
matter. I think everything you said are excellent advice, number one. Secondly, when you're in the room, be in the room and read the room. So connect with the other person. Many, many times, thinking about investments or sales or relationships or try to find your better half, you need to be able to connect. And your objective with the first meeting is not to walk around with a check when you depart. It is to have a second meeting, because it will not happen in one shot, one go. There are usually multiple touch points. And you can spend hours with this person before even meeting them. And that's the funny thing with podcasts, YouTube, etc. I can meet someone and they feel like they know me because they've listened to me for 100 plus hours. Like, obviously, they know me quite well by now. I have never met them. So you can spend hours with your dream mentors without even meeting them, until you actually meet them for the first time face to face.
Thank you. What's the deciding factor that an investor will look at in order to kind of like decide, okay, let me look at this business more closely to see if it's really investable? What is the thing that will kind of get you to the top of the pile of potential projects to invest in?
Persistence, luck, and timing. And it is as simple as that. You need to put in the legwork, but also the timing and some luck will actually help a lot. I have worked with many, many hundreds of business owners. I've been coaching and helping in different capacities. And when I like go back through their history, like the most important points, it was often those three that played into their success. So the timing was right, just over COVID or in COVID or before COVID, and that because of the sequence of events multiplied whatever into something that they couldn't have planned in advance. So yeah, be lucky.
Thank you. What needs to happen in the messaging when you are communicating directly to a potential investor so that you catch the eye of the investor and get the investor excited about your project so much as to take a proper look at your project to see if it's investable?
Don't 100% rely on AI. Proofread it, tweak it. Now, I usually work very little with AI, but I'm doing it more and more as we learn the tools better. But it is about the human connection. They are very keen to get to know you, because if deal one works well, guess what? They will roll over into the next one and the next one. So it is a long-term game, and also many investments take many years to complete. But at the moment, the things that I am talking to investors about, that's like a five-year money that they didn't commit. It's not like quick in, quick out. It's like 5 years, but instead it will be like exponential growth because of the duration of time.
Thank you. Where can entrepreneurs reach you?
LinkedIn is the best place to find me. And also you can find books and a lot of things. If you just Google my name, there will be plenty of you for. So you can spend time with me before we even meet. You got the right pitch when we actually do talk business and so on. But I used to do a lot of investment into both real estate as well as venture capital. Right now, I'm more interested in partnering around buying whole companies or helping company owners to grow substantially by actually having me on the board and allow me to do 4, 5, 10x business in collaboration with them.
Thank you.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.